This year, Yosemite National Park is on pace to serve 4.5 million visitors. That would be an all-time record. All those people mean a lot of traffic in a place known for its serenity. And as FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports, the Park Service is in the process of making changes so visitors won't have to wait in what often feels like rush hour traffic in the middle of the forest.
I'm annoyed. I've circled Yosemite Valley for about an hour now, and as I look out my car window, it's as if Half Dome is taunting me. In 5 minutes, I need to be in an interview with a park ranger. It's back-to-back traffic, and I just want a parking spot. This is the plight of almost anyone that chooses to visit Yosemite Valley these days. It's not even a weekend. It's a Tuesday in September. Finally, the train of cars moves forward, and I see a single parking spot. I take it and run to my interview. I'm not the only one bothered by this. Russ and Lori Albert just drove in from Utah. It's their first time to the park.
Things aren't very well marked so that you know where you need to go. And I mean, yeah, with parking, you don't know. You know, oh, day use. Is that where I'm supposed to go if I want to go to the visitor center and not day hike or backpack? So we don't really want to come back. We don't know if it's worth all of this. It's pretty crazy.
Traffic in the park is especially bad today because construction crews are tearing up a parking lot. The lot was too close to the Merced River. This creates a buffer zone between the two. The construction has temporarily changed the traffic pattern in the park from one-way to two-way streets in different spots. It's all part of the Merced River plan with a goal of protecting and restoring the river to its former glory. Yosemite National Park spokesman Scott Gedeman says this is all about creating a better sense of arrival for visitors.
The whole parking and orientation is certainly important, but we don't want that to be an ordeal. We want people to drive in, get out of their cars, hike on the trails, walk, enjoy the scenery.
The parking lot they're removing is known as Camp 6, near the main store in Yosemite Valley. Frequent visitors to the region know that the four-way stop right before the store can be a nightmare. A forever stream of people are moving across a crosswalk, and cars are lined up for about a half a mile in every direction. Gedeman says they hope to remedy this congestion with a roundabout.
Safety is a huge concern, so the whole idea of the roundabout was to basically make an area that's heavily used, make the wayfinding easier, and keep the traffic flowing.
I like the idea of the traffic circle, but it doesn't ease my annoyance over the lack of parking here. Gedeman says this parking lot will end up holding about the same amount of cars. The end goal is to reduce the footprint of the lot by restoring 1.2 acres of wetland. Another parking lot will be revamped near Yosemite Lodge next year. But at some point, are there just too many cars coming in?
Basically, we just have to wait and see. It's been a really busy year, but the point being is that we feel that we can continue to accommodate the number of visitors that we're getting.
Gedeman says the parking lot will open sometime this winter. New pedestrian pathways and another shuttle stop will be constructed as well. Improvements to other lots like the Yosemite Falls parking area will start in 2017. Even still, park visitors like Lori and Russ Albert from Utah are questioning whether a second trip to Yosemite is worth it. They also couldn't find a campsite.
We had a pretty rough day yesterday. We're going to try and backpack overnight on North Dome, and we ended up hiking like 15 miles, so that wasn't a good day.
No.
And just, you know, the traffic's probably been the worst thing about today, I'd say, you know, but the views have been spectacular. It's been pretty surreal.
And as the Park Service figures out how to preserve this mountain valley for future generations, it brings the question up again of how many visitors can the park really handle. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.